now for Swiss Up with Dario. Hello, Dario.
Hello, Mark.
Now, Dario, as I'm sure everybody knows, the Swiss general elections are now fast approaching on the 22nd of October. Voters across the country are called to choose their representatives in national parliament for the next 4 years. Now, in this week's episode of Swiss Up, we're going to take a quick rundown of the main parties of the country and their political programme. So, starting, Dario, with the biggest in terms of voters, this is the right-wing Swiss People's Party.
Yes, the far-right Swiss People's Party, whose French name, confusingly, is Union Démocratique du Centre, so the Democratic Union of the Centre, UDC, in short, has been the biggest party of the country for many years now with their anti-immigrant, anti-EU and strict neutrality platform. They came in at 25.6% of the vote in the 2019 elections and are likely to be able to even increase that number this year around.
Okay, so what is their political campaign this time? Much the same of it has been in the past, I'm guessing.
Much the same. It is almost always about their favorite subject matter, and that is immigration. This time around, they are worried about the overpopulation of the country, or at least they're making it about this issue. Currently, Switzerland is inhabited by over 9 million people, a number that will likely increase in the coming years. The UDC proposes to cap the Swiss population at 10 million, and they run campaign ads around the country that state exactly that. No to a Switzerland of 10 million inhabitants. Vote UDC.
Or SVP.
Or SVP, if yes, you're living in the German-speaking part of Switzerland.
Right, yes. I've already had one of those newspapers delivered to me, in fact. And actually, I think there's an episode of Swiss Up at some point. We have to discuss why the SVP is UDC, the French-speaking parts, because I mean, yeah, that just is confusing.
Yeah, but that's a whole other chapter. And every time I read it,
We'll look at that. Yeah, I know. We'll look at that later. Right. Next up, though, we'll take a look at the Social Democrats, confusingly, therefore, let's say, entitled SP.
SP, yeah. The left-wing party got about 16.8% of the votes 4 years ago and has been second to the UDC for many years now. They run their campaign on the simple slogan, "For a Switzerland of Solidarity." And their priorities are to increase people's purchasing power, expand climate protection, and advance gender equality.
Okay, and then we have the Liberals, the Liberal Party, the PLR.
Yes, the more moderate right-wing party came in third 4 years ago with 15.1% of the vote. However, the movement, which stands at the origin of modern Swiss nation-state, has struggled to mobilize the masses in recent years.
Okay, so what are they campaigning on this time?
Their slogan is, "Let's make Switzerland strong," which is a bit of a weird slogan, I find.
Yes.
It sort of sounds like halfway, "Let's make Switzerland great again," but not really. It's just, "Let's make Switzerland strong." Because it isn't yet, apparently, and their priorities are the strengthening of the economy through fiscal reform, improved energy security, additional funds for the army is in their program, and reforms of the pension system, which in their case means an increased retirement age. They have also recently called for a stricter application of immigration laws, which had some say they are trying to venture into terrain that is usually occupied by the Swiss People's Party. But of course, they don't agree with that assessment. They say, well, every party has to play in every topic and every field.
Right. Actually, just as an aside on Swiss political slogans, I've always felt actually that there is a barrier they have to jump across to try and make a slogan that works in at least three languages.
Yes.
So I think there's a
maybe
lot of...
Maybe that's why they're half-baked sometimes.
Sometimes they are, but I do sympathise because, yeah, it's going to work in German, then in French and in Italian. And you want to say the same thing. Anyway, we'll move on from the PLR and we'll move now to the left-wing Green Party.
Yes, the big winners of the last general elections came in at 13.2%. Why the big winners? Obviously, that's not making them the biggest party currently, but they came from around 7% 8 years ago. They came to 13%, so that's a plus 6% increase for them 4 years ago. They have consistently had a left-wing and political program. This time around, their slogan is "Our climate, your vote," and their priority is, of course, fighting climate change with the rigorous pursuit of Switzerland's climate targets, which I like to remind you is net zero emissions by 2050.
Okay, the 2050 net zero. I think obviously seeing commentary, because they were, as you say, Dario, the big winners at the last elections, they're probably not going to beat that this time around.
Exactly.
Yes.
People probably will not give them the same power this time around, also because the global context sort of shifted maybe into a more security-minded world, where people might think, they want to save what they have and not necessarily give the climate protection priority.
Okay, next up, though, we'll look at the Centre Party. I'm guessing the Centre Party does more or less what it says, frankly.
Yeah, exactly. The Right of Centre Party got 11.4% of the vote in 2019. It used to be called Christian Democratic Party until 3 years ago. A majority of its members voted to get rid of the religious denomination because they felt it could keep some from voting for the party.
Okay, so what does the Centre Party then stand for?
Traditionally and to this day, the Centre Party is most popular in the Catholic cantons of central Switzerland and Valais, and it has made itself a name as the Family Party. Members see themselves as the righteous defenders of the middle class and are also proud to say that Swiss politics is about compromises and that they, being in the political center, are really good at brokering those. And so their campaign slogan is fittingly "Together for a United Switzerland." And interestingly, one of their priorities is fighting the increasing political polarization in the country.
Okay, yes, as you say, they want to try and be friends with everybody from the centre. And finally, this is a fairly new party as well. The sixth most important party in the Swiss Parliament are the Green Liberals. So we've already had the Green Party, now we've got the Green Liberals.
Yes, this party, founded in 2004 by some more liberal-minded former members of the Green Party, has gathered 7.8% of the vote 4 years ago. They run their campaign on the slogan the courage to act, which I also find a bit of a weird, an empty slogan in a way.
Right, but, yes.
Fine. Courage to act. And they try to bridge economic prosperity and environmental sustainability. They're fiscally conservative, but with an ecological twist. They stand for a liberal and open society and also remarkably are the most EU-friendly of all the parties. So they really push for new negotiations or for the government to pick up its negotiations again with the EU to create and finally sign a framework agreement with our biggest economic and cultural partner, which remains the EU, of course.
Okay. All right, Dario, many thanks for that. There you have it. Those are the main parties in the race. If you have Swiss citizenship, you've got until Thursday, the 19th of October, to mail in your vote. Or Sunday, the 22nd, is you can go to the ballot box and do it in person. If you want to hear that episode of Swiss Up and others in the series, then, of course, you can always go to our website, which is worldradio.ch, then /Swiss Up.